First and foremost, I want to thank everyone who has made the reintroduction of the Owyhee Initiative legislation, which has as its new bill number S-2833, the Owyhee Public Lands Management Act of 2008, possible, for their extremely hard work under very, very severe pressures. Most of all, I want to note how hard our local work group, including the Shoshone Paiute tribes, the ranchers, the conservationists, the recreationists, our local and state government, and many others have worked to make this day possible. Everyone I've mentioned has a lot at stake, and they have put their shoulders to this task. And I want everyone to understand that we are not done yet. It was essential that this bill be introduced now in order for us to schedule a hearing for the bill in the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Subcommittee on Public Lands and Forests. And without this hearing, we wouldn't be able to move the Owyhee Initiative legislation forward as quickly as we need to. At the expected hearing, a lot of testimony is going to be given, and all parties will then review the testimony and continue negotiations before we move to a committee markup of the bill. But the actions that we're able to announce today bring us the best opportunity to pass the Owyhee Initiative in Congress this year. And they retain an effort rich with the collaboration and the consensus tone that we set all the way back in 2001. All of us understand that we must provide the funding for all aspects of the initiative, and we want to assure all of our collaborators of our commitment to secure the necessary funding. I also want to note that the essential contributions have been made by Senator Craig and his staff, as well as the majority and minority committee staff and the Legislative Council in helping us get to this point. We have much to do, but we could not have gotten this far without all of our partners working so hard to make it possible. Today's announcement is not a change in direction. It is simply a continuation in our ongoing plan to implement provisions of our Owyhee Initiative Agreement, which we achieved years ago. Over time, we've continued to negotiate aspects of the legislation between congressional staff, committee staff, and members of the Idaho Owyhee County Work Group. When congressional staff, including both the majority and minority representatives of the Senate Energy Subcommittee, were able to come to Idaho to tour the Owyhees last summer, it became evident that this was a very worthwhile and attractive, although difficult, legislative effort. Since that time, these folks have been working with us to help shape the legislation that will result in the hearing. The hearing is expected to be held on April 22nd before the Senate Energy Committee's Subcommittee on Public Lands and Forests. Changes in the legislation are possible at all points in the process, but we are committed to following the principles and achieving the principles of the Owyhee Initiative Agreement. I want to include the co-chairs of the Owyhee Work Group, Fred Grant and Craig Gerke, to offer additional comments on this legislation that we've introduced. And so at this point, I will turn first to the champion, Fred Grant.
Thank you, Senator. I just want to say that finally, we do have a bill that's introduced, one that I think has got a real possibility of succeeding. There are still some negotiations to go on, but I agreed totally Tuesday night with the recommendation of the committee staff, majority committee staff, that the bill be introduced so that we could secure a hearing and then continue our talks on the language. Senator Crapo did that, and I think everybody in Owyhee County ought to be thankful to him for his efforts. And Senator Craig's. I met with Senator Craig today, and he and his staff are going to do everything they can to help Senator Crapo get the bill to be successful, and they committed to that. And with that, I just think that the 8 years finally are worth it, Senator.
All right. Thank you very much, Fred. And then our other champion, Craig Gerke. Craig, do you want to make comments?
Thank you, Senator. I just wanted to reiterate much of what you said, what Fred just said, and that it's very important to have this hearing. But that this is also a continuation of the Owyhee Initiative Agreement. The legislation is just one step on that, and there remains a lot of work to be done yet in getting this bill through Congress. There remains a lot of work done to get the funding that we need to implement all of the Owyhee Initiative Agreement parts, and all the members of the work group are committed to get that funding.
All right, thank you very much. And with that, we'll throw it open for questions.
This is Rocky Barker.
Yes.
How much funding are you going to need to implement this?
I guess I will let Craig or Fred respond.
Well, Rocky, it's difficult to tell. Totally about $12 million. But not all of that will be in money because the land exchanges, of course, depending on how the appraisals come out, the land exchanges will reduce the amount of that cash that actually has to be spent. But each of the elements in the bill, we have come up with an appropriation amount that we've asked for. Of course, in the bill right now, they're not outlined, but we do have them outlined, a specific amount for service contracts with the county to set up the enforcement of the recreation transportation plan, a certain amount for the Shoshone Paiutes for their enforcement of the cultural protection plan, an amount for the BLM to do all that it needs to do to implement the initiative, which will include new plans, amendments of plans, and then there will be the amount, the largest amount of all, will be for the land exchanges or sales.
I understand a little bit about the negotiations that you're doing on water rights, and you're trying to put together stipulation. I'm not really big on that at this moment. Are you doing the same kind of things to try to hammer out things like on how to do the land transfer? There seems to be legislation in the bill about that, seems to be some language in the bill. And the other thing that seemed the most obvious to me is you're going to do something the science review that was so important at the beginning of this for ranchers is now going to go on through the coordination process. Is that your understanding?
Well, that is the understanding, because that's the only way it really can work under FLIPMA. The Federal Land Policy Management Act is the act that governs all land use, and it was always our intention, even under the Owyhee Initiative Agreement, that there would have to be coordination among the parties to make it work. The way the language is now, it's virtually along the same lines as the FLIPMA coordination that has helped the county keep the ranchers in business for 15 years out there. And that is that the secretary will coordinate with the tribes, the county, and the state to establish the science review. And our intent is that the science review will be established in accordance with the Owyhee Initiative Agreement. And that's going to be up to the parties, the tribes and the county, to make sure that that happens through the coordination agreement.
Fred, are any of the things that you've got now in this bill hard to swallow for your constituency out there? And then I'm going to ask Craig. I want you to tell me the same thing. Is that still not in the bill? The languages that would that are the hardest to resolve.
Well, Rocky, yeah. That when you get to the point that you face the policy that the Democrats and Republicans both impose in the Natural Resource Committee, they have to deal with FLIPMA. They have to deal with the statutes that govern land use. And so we've known and we planned from the beginning with the Owyhee Initiative Agreement that we couldn't do anything that was going to change that act. If we did anything that would have to amend FLIPMA, we would be in serious trouble. So sure, is it hard to swallow? I think that probably the landowners would have liked to have had wording that said the Owyhee Initiative Agreement is made law. It becomes the law of the land. And I have liked that? Sure. But that can't happen because FLIPMA is already there. And so when you get down to the final line of having to negotiate language, you negotiate language which, in your view, will allow you to make it happen and yet still not conflict with the policies in FLIPMA, which mandate everything that has to do with the public lands. So, yeah, there are things there that, I don't think this is a bill that I would have written for just the landowners. I doubt Craig would have written it this way just for the Wilderness Society. But we have 16 groups there. And each one of them has got an interest that we've got to have if we're going to solve the land use issues out there. And I'm satisfied that this bill, the way it is now, even if there weren't any more changes, we could make the Owyhee Initiative Agreement work. And will it take work? It will. I've told the people. This isn't a silver bullet. What this does is give us the tools, and I think that's what Senator Crapo promised us 8 years ago, is that we would get legislation that would give us the tools to work hard to keep the ranchers in business, and that's what we're going to have to do forever from the landowner's standpoint. And from the county standpoint, the same thing. We've got to work hard to make the travel management plan work so that we can protect the county against what I would say rogue off-road vehicle people who just decide that they just want to destroy the country.
Craig? Hey, it's Fred John Rocky. This is Craig. You know, I see the legislation here as being, you know, consistent with the agreement. I guess our hard choices were made clear back, you know, 2 years ago in the putting together the agreement. So, you know, really nothing in the legislation here has been particularly out of line with the agreement or anything like that. So I guess our hard choices were made, you know, quite some time ago.
Uh-huh. And, you know, the one hard part for me personally on all this is that Senator Craig's office doesn't talk to me. But you're both confident now that, I mean, you guys, the way you talked about it is that he is, you know, he and his staff are working with you to make this work. He had a major concern that stopped this in 2006 about that money. Is he satisfied that together with you guys that his appeal, that isn't going to be a stopper this time, as he said that there is?
Well, Rocky, today I met with Senator Craig, the sheriff, and Commissioner Friend, and I met with him. We thought we were going to meet with his staff, and he came into the meeting and met with us, and he assured us that he felt the way the bill has worked now and the way things are working, he felt satisfied that the funding would occur as necessary. I don't remember his exact word, but that was what he said. He also told his staff to do what was necessary to make it successful, and he told the three of us that he was going to do what it took to work with Senator Crapo to make it successful. So I took that as a very positive commitment that he was supporting this bill, and barring some piece of wording that he might need, particularly he's looking at the Air Force language. He wants to be sure that air flight, military flight is protected, and so do we. But I feel that this was his most positive statement ever of support.
And Rocky, this is Senator Crapo. As you know, we have been working with Senator Craig all along the way, and you are correct that he has throughout the process raised questions and concerns, which is a legitimate role for him to play, and have actually been very helpful in making sure that we focus on potential roadblocks that could come up to raise objections to the legislation in the process. That being said, like I say, I have been working with him very closely on this and discussing this matter with him and his concerns, and he has been working with us to work through his concerns for some time now. And I certainly do not want to speak for Senator Craig, but I feel very confident that he is going to be very supportive of and actively engaged in helping us to move this legislation through Congress.
There isn't any legislation that really didn't make it through. The bill was introduced last year, and there was a hearing, but it never moved beyond that. It was introduced late. It was introduced just to give us a first shot at seeing where the opposition was going to come from the department, from the administration. The language, some of the language changes are different. We have more definitions in this one. The science review, we have changed to make it consistent with FLIPMA. None of the concepts are different. They still are based completely on the Owyhee Initiative Agreement, and we follow that agreement.
The only question I have at this point is the gun control issue on federal lands that has been a possible hang-up on it. Have you moved past that?
Yeah, this is Senator Crapo. That's a procedural question I can answer. As a matter of fact, the gun control issue was connected excuse me, to the Owyhee initiative in this way. There is a large lands package, not the one that we expect the Owyhee initiative bill to be included in, but an earlier version that has been moving its way through Congress for some time now, which got stalled as one of the senators wanted to propose an amendment dealing with the issue of the transportation of firearms in national parks lands. And as we and that amendment became a poison pill, if you will, for the bill because it was such a controversial issue. And so the question was, how will we deal with that amendment to get that first lands bill completed and handled in the Senate so that we could then move to the next lands bill in which we expect the Owyhee initiative to be included. We literally have resolved that issue within the last couple of hours here on the Senate floor. We reached an agreement by unanimous consent last night that the gun control or the gun amendment would not be brought on this lands package that is before the Senate right now. And we moved forward with several other amendments that were brought and have voted on those. And literally within the last hour, we have voted on the final package. And I don't know if anybody noticed what the final vote was. But anyway, the final package has just passed the Senate within the last hour. So that issue is now resolved, and we are moving forward, looking toward the hearing for the bill we've introduced.
Okay, so there's no chance that could crop up again when the initiative package goes through?
Well, there's always a chance that any senator could choose to bring that amendment or some other amendment that would be a poison pill, if you will, for the larger lands bill package. However, I don't think that is likely to happen. I'm not going to say there won't be an effort to make that happen, but since the Senate has just spent such a significant amount of time and effort in dealing with that kind of an issue with this first lands bill, I think that there will be a very, very concerted effort to make sure that it does not happen on the next lands bill, and I think the votes are going to be there to make sure that it doesn't happen.
Okay. Can I get one more question in? Well, it's about the land exchange and where the money's coming for that. That's basically the question. I know that we're talking about private funding for that now, aren't we?
No, not for the land exchange. The land exchange and the land sale is public funding.
Okay.
The private funding will have to be for any sale of the ranch operation, which includes AUMs, fencing, all of the things that go into make those ranches. In other words, there won't be any public money used to buy, and I won't say buy AUMs because that's not what you're buying really. You're buying you're making the owner whole for the operation he's giving up under those AUMs, and that money has to be privately raised, and efforts are underway to do that.
Any specifics on that yet?
One of the things about getting people to commit private money is they have to be assured that there's actually a bill, and that the bill has a chance to pass, and until yesterday, they didn't have that assurance. Now they do. Senator Crapo's introduced the bill. There will be a hearing set. I'm sure that it's going to reach the Senate floor, and I'm sure it's going to be voted on, and that gives people that have the, that's the way they made the money that they have available to make available now, is that they're very careful in it, and they don't commit it until they know something's going to happen.
Right. How much is that private funding that you're going to need?
It could be as much as $7 million. It could be less than that. A lot of that also depends on how the appraisals come out. Even though that private money is not for the purchase and the exchange, it still is going to have those appraisals are going to have a lot to do with it.